Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes. Hi, everybody. I'm here.
And our guest today is Psychic Dale Scheer. Are you there, Dale?
Yes. Aloha.
Aloha,
okay,
Dale.
I think everything's been going upside down, so we might as well talk about what's on their mind.
Yeah. Well, it's comforting to hear Dale on the line because, you know, you're a comforting source to us because you can feel things, you're psychic, you can, you know, I mean, just like you, having you talk about this with us today, I think it's going to comfort a lot of people. So go ahead and tell us the things that you are.
I will.
What
I will,
you learned.
I will. But Johnny, would you give your number out so people can call in, please?
Sure. The number to call in is 563-999-3595.
Say it again.
Yes.
Or have Barbara
do it. 563-999-3595.
Okay, I would like to add something to that right now. Okay, if you are listening and you did not jot that down, just while you're listening to the show, you can see that post on our Life, Laughter, Happiness group page. I just posted it on Dale Scheer's Facebook page. It's all over Facebook on Life, Laughter, Happiness, that number right there to call in. And we always have record-breaking numbers waiting to talk to you, Dale, and that's exciting for us. And we know they're waiting, but can you tell us a little bit about the coronavirus and your thoughts about it and what's happening?
I'm not a world predictor. However, I have my own feelings and psychically, you know, what I pick up. And I think it's, at least in the United States, it's going to wind down in April, sometime in April. And I'm not saying it'll be done with, but I feel like it's going to wind down. I don't know what more to say about it, except it's crazy. And I have been going out every day, door dashing, cleaning my hands and everything. It doesn't seem to bother me. If I'm not worried
about something,
then, you know, I know it's okay. It's weird. But a lot of my friends, oh, my God. I call my friends. They're so freaked out. I go, oh, can I come over and visit? No. It's going
down.
I'm totally
they still want to visit?
No. They want to keep their distance from everybody. But,
okay.
I mean, and they're doing, you know, they're doing what the president said, and that's cool, you know. But I'm, you know, I check my temperature every day, occasionally in the morning and at night. And if I go out to DoorDash or whatever, I check it when I come back. I'm constantly washing my hands. And, you know, the antiviral stuff. The wild thing is, before this hit big, I went grocery shopping for 2 months. Before they said it would be big, and I was able to get everything.
Yes.
You know, but
I know you were talking about it for a lot of shows before it got to even close to us. You were talking about it, and you were prepared. That's great, because so many people were not prepared.
Well, a lot of people just poo-poo it, and there's a lot of people that don't have television. That behooves me. So, you know, they have the computer, but that's not giving me a full extent of things of what's happening, you know.
Some people don't know. Some people didn't know it was happening. I mean, I knew a little bit, but I didn't turn on the TV for 6 days because I was by the bedside of my friend in the hospital. And we get out of there, and, I mean, we had a friend bring us loads and loads and loads of supplies, and I'm thinking, wow, this guy really overdid it. But then I turned on the news and I'm like, okay, that's why. And then the next day, like, there might have been one item that I needed that he didn't know I liked. I went to the store and it was like empty. Ralph's grocery store, the biggest chain here. Oh my goodness. All the rows. And people were walking around like it was nighttime and like they had white sheet face. They were like, we were all like in shock. Just in shock.
I know.
And then I grabbed more things, like, wow.
Let me tell you what's happening down here. Because I'm in Nevada, Lake Tahoe area type thing. They've shut down all the casinos. There are no casinos running. There's no casinos in Vegas running. There's no restaurants open to eat, except if you take out. I don't even know what tourists are doing up here, except we had about 4 or 5 feet of snow. They've stopped the skiing. So there's no skiing, and I'm going, what are all these people doing here? I don't get it. And it's just that the townspeople are hurting very badly because Tahoe's known to be poverty with a view, you know, the lake. And they work two or three jobs just to survive, you know, and especially all the casino workers and people just have been crying. They've been all upset. I'd like to hear what the callers call in their impressions of where they live. I mean, and then we have a lot of stores down in Carson, so in Minden. So I figured out best way to get stuff was to go to the dollar store where everybody wasn't.
Oh, because I went there too. And I did, and I was like, wow, I thought this would be empty, and the dollar store was not empty. So that was good. Correct. I haven't been out for a few days now. I just don't want to go out. I'm trying to stay in. I mean, the schools are closed. My 12-year-old daughter, they're saying that maybe she's not even going back to school until after summer break, not on April 17th.
That is true. They have to get it all together. I mean, they don't. Nobody knows. Nobody really knows. I mean, some people think the world's ending. You know, they had a huge earthquake in Utah and just weird stuff. Now, Hawaii, really, and I'll get to the callers, but Hawaii, oh, my God. I was supposed to go there to get see my doctor, get my mammogram, and for some reason I said, I am not going. I'm not getting on a plane. This is just before the virus. I just said, I'm not going. And that's not like me because I see my doctor for 25 years to do my mammogram. So my husband said, get it done here up in Tahoe and you'll be fine. I didn't want to, but I did. And actually, it turned out better. But the people in Hawaii are hurting because tourists are still coming in. They're offering $200 round-trip fares. Everything's shutting down. Nothing's really open. So they figure, oh, we'll do the takeout and stay on the beach. They have no regard for the locals whatsoever. They have cut the Polynesian Cultural Center out completely. They've cut a lot of restaurants out and bars, which, you know, this is Hawaii, Maui, and the whole bit. They have 20 cases of virus, and the locals are freaking out, and they have a big sign that says aloha, which means aloha means hello and goodbye. And in this case, at the airport, they're saying goodbye, do not come here. And they're still allowing the cruise ships to go into Hawaii, which is makes no sense.
My aunt is stuck with her husband on a cruise ship, but I forgot where. But
where?
Oh my goodness, where? It's somewhere. I have to check with my mother again. Far away, somewhere, because they're always traveling the world. They're stuck, and so you know they say that we're going to know somebody by the end of this that has been touched by this very negatively. But I'm praying not that anybody that I know gets it. But let's hear from a caller.
You, Johnny, me, my family, we're all clear. Okay,
we're going to be okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
954.
954, you're on live with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm having a little electrical interference in my phone for some reason. So if for some reason I have to get cut off, then I'll call back on my cell phone.
I can't understand.
See if I can hear you all right.
Johnny?
Hello?
Johnny?
I'm going to have to call you back. There's something wrong, and I'm going to call back with the 954, but it'll say unknown number, and that'll be me. I'm sorry for that. I don't know what's happening. I'll call right
no
back.
Problem. Johnny, are you there?
I'm right here.
Hello? Have you heard me all this time, Nellie?
Yeah, I mean, she said
hello?
She's going to call back. She's going to call back.
Yeah, I know. Her phone is breaking up. I have had that in my area for the last 4 days, my phone breaking up. So, is there anything
hello?
Else
that you been?
Yes, hello.
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the show. Who's this?
That's a little better. This is Mary. I'm calling from Florida. Suddenly having electrical disturbances. I don't know if it's there or what's going on here. But,
well, it's really hard for me to understand you because you're going in and out. So I'm going to make it quick.
I'm wondering. I don't know. Whoa.
Johnny, not going to work. Hello.
Okay.
I'm calling.
Johnny, who's
call back.
Do we have another caller while she tries to
call
back?
Call back.
Johnny,
okay.
Let's get another
yes,
caller that we can hear.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Let
eight,
her
five,
call back.
Four,
can we
four,
get
four.
The next caller? Okay. Next
eight,
caller.
Five, four,
hi. You're on the air with Psychic Del Shear. How are you? Hello?
What's going on?
845.
That's the problem I'm having with the phone lines. I'm telling you. It's really
okay.
845.
845 couldn't even talk at all. Wow.
Well, right, let's
another,
try,
why not try the next?
Let's try this one.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
You're on with Psychic Del Shear. Welcome.
Hi, this is Mary. I'm calling from Florida. I'm having some phone issues. I got on my cell phone and now I'm hearing you.
Okay, it's still not working. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I hear somebody pressing button in the background.
You're breaking up.
Right, and I don't know why, because
okay.
My cell phone.
Go walk around the house. Walk into a different area. Keep going, test. I'm starting
there's
to
interference on my cell phone.
It's getting a
okay.
little better.
No, you'll have to call back on a different day. Johnny, we can't, no, I can't work like this. That's why I can't understand what you're saying.
Okay, let's try this one here. Okay. 848.
Hi, are you there? You're on with Psychic Del Shear. Welcome. Are you there? Oh, my goodness. What's going on?
This is what happened last week. People are calling. They want to get answers, but the phones are messed up, and so I don't understand why.
Me either.
Okay,
let's keep trying. Just keep trying. Let's go down the list and see. Maybe you can connect somebody, Johnny.
Okay, 509.
509, you're on live with Psychic Del Shear.
Wow.
This has never happened where we can't even hear them at all.
Johnny,
did the other caller try back? She said that she was calling and it was going to be an unknown number. It was going to come in as unknown.
She tried calling
back.
So we have areas
okay.
845. Is either of you there? Okay.
Are you there, caller? We're so sorry, Dale.
Well,
we don't know what's going on.
Talk. Well, he tries to fix the technical difficulties.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can you fix it, Johnny?
Yeah, I'll definitely talk to them about it. I'll tell them that tonight nobody was able to hear. We weren't able to hear any of the callers. That's
Dale and I talk. Why don't you keep working on technical difficulties while we talk? Because I have something kind of interesting to say. That was very a lucky thing, Dale, that happened.
What?
So you know that I was, you know, my friend had the accident on the 8th, and that was a Saturday, and she was in the hospital. She was with a bad head injury. So, you know, when your best friend is holding on to life like that, like the last thing I wanted to do was watch TV. I literally didn't. I should have, but I wasn't. Anyway, she finally got out of the hospital at 7 days later and then was with me for 5 days. So we get her settled. I got her settled in here, and our friend brought over loads and loads and loads and loads of supplies and food. And I thought, wow, he sure is going overboard. But then I realized, you know, I started watching the television, and that's when the president had a couple days prior told the whole world the warning of, you know, he declared this is a pandemic we're having. And I did not hear that message. So I got lucky because this friend had brought over tons and tons of food. So, you know, she left, but she didn't take all the food with her. So Priscilla, my daughter, and I still have a lot of supplies, but thank goodness, because I'm talking to all my other friends and they're like, oh my goodness, I had to run and get all my kids together in one place, you know, maybe grown adult kids. Shauna had to go get all of her adult grown kids with her, and then they had to go to 5 different stores, and they were allowed like 2 cans of this, 1 tissue box. I mean, there's 3 women. So I thought I really lucked out on how it worked out for my household. But
yeah, I lucked out.
Because you just prepared 2 months prior, though, didn't you? You were really preparing.
No, I prepared 2 weeks prior. But I went to the first. I went figuring no one's going to go to the dollar store, and I was able to get the viral, you know, things to wash your hands. I didn't think to get the wipes for some reason, but I got. What I did was go into the baby section and just use the wipes to wipe people's butts. I decided. I did about 7 or 8 boxes of Kleenex and also whatever toilet paper they had, and then I got whatever they had. And then I hit Walmart, and then I hit Costco. This is way before the crowd. So I pretty much, I went back, up and back about 5 times to the stores because the president said, you know, get 2 weeks supply. And I said, no, we're going to need a month supply. So I figured, what's going to last? So I went and I got a turkey that'll last, you know, 3 or 4 days or 5 days. And, you know, get a roast and all kinds of things.
I got a roast.
That'll last.
I wanted to let you know, I was talking to one of the callers. I have Lucy here, 845.
Oh,
are you there, Lucy?
Great.
Yeah, hi.
Good.
Hi. Thank goodness. You're on live with Psychic Del Shear. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, the angel, I don't know how you got on. No one else could.
Well, I went and dialed like 2-3 minutes before the show, and it was okay.
Okay.
Great.
It gets real busy because I know a lot of people are calling at once. And then I called myself and got a busy signal. That's so weird. But anyway, where do you live, sweetheart?
I live in upstate New York.
In upstate New York?
Yes.
Okay. You're very psychic. You know that?
I am. Yes, a little bit.
Yeah, quite a bit, actually. You're very intuitive. What's your feeling on the coronavirus?
What is my feeling? Well, what I think about the coronavirus, or what I feel that is going to happen. I think that people is getting sicker because it's too much fear around.
There's too much what
around? They just get fear. Everybody has
fear.
A lot of fear. When they get a lot of fear in their bodies, in the energy field drops, everything drops. Then I'm talking about the most of the people, not talking about like you. So people that already know that they can lift themselves and they can provide for themselves and the people they love a better vibe. Then when you get scared, you create in your mind something that you fear and you attract it to. Then
that's right.
And what
that's
I think then, if they don't have it, they will get it, or they will feel they have it.
Yeah,
and then
right.
TV, and TV is not helping.
No, but they have to report some facts, you know.
But facts or not, because sometimes it's like politics. Like, thank God they already put a little bit aside. The party, because they were reporting against, they report what they in their convenience.
I agree with you 100%, and because you are sensitive and you are psychic, you know that makes a difference. The psychic people I know, friends, you know, are basically not fearing it whatsoever. I don't fear it. I don't go out of my way to go in large crowds of any kind. You know, I wash my hands. I do the normal stuff, but, you know, I feel it's going to go away like it came. You know, it's just going to disappear. You know,
I don't think that it would go away so easily because all the propaganda on TV and also people create their own state of mind, and they will create in their mind, because I see people dying of cancer because they are afraid of cancer. Then they just, and this is something like, and on top of that is a virus that is real, but it's a virus.
Yes,
Okay,
so how can I help you, sweetheart?
Well, I would like to have your opinion, what you feel about my manager at work.
Your manager at work?
Yes.
Where do you work?
I work for an insurance company.
Okay, but you're still
and
working?
I do work because I work from home.
I see. I think the manager is very freaked out. Doesn't know up from down. Doesn't know what they're doing. The manager will not be there long after this is over. The manager, do not let the manager, like you said, don't manifest the virus. Don't manifest this woman not liking you. Just let it go. Just whatever she says, follow. You know what I mean? For now.
Yeah. Yes. Hello?
Do you understand?
Okay. The last conversation that I had with her, I don't know why, but sometimes I had a big mouth and I told her, oh, you just want me to shut up. That's what I told her. I said, oh my God. Yeah, because I was giving, she asked for my opinion. Then I gave her my opinion and you say, she was always telling me, oh, I'm so negative. I say, hold on
no,
a minute.
No, you aren't. You aren't negative. Just in what you said about the coronavirus.
Are you negative?
That's not negative. That's positive. You're telling people, please, don't manifest it. Don't give it a whole lot of energy. Because whatever we manifest, whatever we really think about so hard, whether it be fear, whether it be facts or whatever, that comes to us. I don't know how that works, but it does. You know,
it does.
Give
yeah.
you an idea.
That's
I've been looking
true.
At an ex. I've been looking at Barbara. You'll love this. I was looking at this exercise equipment. You know that I wanted to buy. You know because I can't go to the gym. You know they're all closed.
Yes.
And you know anyway. I've been thinking about it. And then we went and we DoorDashed, and on somebody's, right outside of somebody's house on the street was a bicycle. And I'm going, oh, that's a sign, you know. But, I mean, you know, we manifest things. And you're not negative. You're just stating facts. That's all it is. There's a big difference. People don't understand. You know, I'll be honest with you. I have friends in Hawaii that are in La La Land. They don't watch TV. They're not into, you know, anything. Oh, don't tell me anything bad. Well, guess what? When stuff like this happens, they fall apart. You got to have reality in your whole picture. You can't just live in la-la land and hope for the best.
You miss opportunities if you're not present, like present in the moment. But sometimes I don't think that you need to know everything.
That's true. You don't. But you're going to be fine. I'm not worried about you at all. So,
I'm going to be fine in what sense? I don't think that my relationship with her is so great. And then I say,
no, I already know that, but she's not firing you. So don't worry about it and don't put that out there.
It's like I told her, okay, you want me to shut up, but then you ask me for an opinion, and then you want me to send you. Everything is in the system. Why you want me to send you an email? I'm just telling you what you gotta do as a manager. Say,
okay, gotta listen to me. She's not gonna fire you unless you get off the wall. So just ignore things. Just ignore things.
Yeah,
and
I
just go about your business.
My mouth sometimes open and say, sometimes I tell people things that I don't know. The mouth just came open and I didn't even know this lady. She's a doctor. And then she was saying how smart she is and this and that. And then I told her, your husband is at home. And then she looked at me. Why your husband doesn't work, your husband is at home. And then she looked at me like, and she laughed and she said, well, you know, it's like my mouth, like I couldn't believe I told the lady, you just want me to shut up. Then I have to be able to, sometimes I tell people things, it comes from my mouth, I can't even stop it.
Okay. You're just psychic. You're just very intuitive. And that's all it is. And just use it. Like I had a situation the other day where I went into one of the stores in Tahoe and the lady said, you saved my life. And I said, how? She goes, you told me I wasn't crazy. When I was having all these feelings. And I'm telling you the same thing. You're not crazy. Okay? So,
yeah.
Johnny, is there another
mm-hmm.
caller?
Because
I don't want to leave people standing.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
That's great.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
And then I got
to
tell you, I knew about the virus before it came. Because I used to tell the people, in the gym that I go, I used to say, I don't want to come back to this gym. Then I moved to the other gym in December. And I moved to the other gym and I went to the other gym. I say this the steam room is too dirty. I told them this is too much of the virus is going around. Then kind of I knew it. It's like, and then February, I say, well, I'm just gonna go one or twice. That's it to the gym. And then now I don't go. Gotta figure out.
You think
I'm
the gyms would be the most dangerous places, right? I mean, common sense on that. All the people touching, everything sweating and touching.
Yeah, and
the actors and actresses, celebrities that have the coronavirus, and they're all athletes.
Yeah,
they're
like football players, coaches, the coaches of the Saints. has it. You know, it's like
oh,
they're all.
No.
I
it
was
a beautiful gym, the one
what,
that
what
I used
your,
to go. Mm-hmm. I say, no, I'm not coming
take?
Here anymore. Hmm?
What is your take on one thing?
What is my?
That people think this is contrived by the government. I don't believe that at all.
No, it's not. It's just people that didn't care in China, and China is a place where everybody goes because they...
Barbara, talk to her for a moment. Mm-hmm. I got to hold on 1 second.
Okay. Okay, yes. No, it came, and it is real. And I totally agree with you and Del about manifesting the wrong things to yourself with worry. That really is something. But we just need to believe that you're going to be okay, but also take the precautions that you need to take.
Yeah, not coming to the gym anymore. It's like in December, mm-hmm. The gym is beautiful. It's gold gym. It's brand new. It's in a beautiful. It's a lot of nice people that goes there. But then I didn't feel comfortable. Then I went back to the YMCA, and then I went there and I said,
oh,
no, this
I'm
gym.
I'm sorry, I'm back.
I told them it needs to be cleaner. The showers and the steam room, it needs to be cleaner. Then I said, you know what? I just use it with precaution. And then that was in January. February, I went a couple times. March, I said, no, I'm not going to go. Then I didn't
go
back.
It's time not to go. It's just, it's really not.
Now
the
it's
time
closed.
To go to
all the gyms are closed. It's like,
yeah, so
I do my gym
smart,
at home.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
They
yeah, but then
the gym
it
here
is,
too.
Really
the gyms
is,
are dangerous.
We gotta go on to another call.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Right.
And
no, thank
you. Appreciate
you.
Of course.
All right.
Okay.
Do you know? I'm trying to get this person on, but they have a hard time being heard. Do you know anybody with an area code 509?
What?
I do. That well, that's Spokane, and that's where I was born, so I know a lot of people from there.
Why?
509? Okay.
Yeah, why
what
are you
it?
Asking?
Well, I remember one time I thought that Dale had a friend of hers that was calling in with the area code 509. I thought maybe this might be a friend of Dale.
No.
No, but my Aunt Diane is, that's her area code, my Aunt Diane, who's been on the show 2 times. Maybe you're recognizing it from that.
509?
Why? Is 509 on the line, Johnny?
Yes.
Okay, let's take it. Hi, 509. Please, you're on live with Psychic Del Shear.
Oh, what a day.
Didn't work,
oh,
Johnny. It's not working. 509 is not working. Is there another one waiting?
Yes, we do. Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Oh, good. You got through. You're on live with Psychic Del Shear. Welcome.
Hello.
I don't know if you can hear me. I'm having some problems both with a landline and a cell phone. And I don't know if it's on my end or so I don't
know.
Oh, really?
Blog talk. It's probably. All right. Fast.
It could be a blog talk issue.
Okay. It is a blog talk issue. What is your question, real quick?
Well, I just wanted to comment that back in February, I had a dream and I saw newspaper clipping and the letters were in big letters.
I'm not understanding you. I'm not understanding you. I'm asking
okay
you.
For clipping with big letters.
We've got a bad connection, so I don't know what's wrong. Okay, thank you.
Sorry about that. We're very sorry. Call next week, please.
Johnny?
That's too bad.
Definitely blog talk. You've got to do something about the lines. There's something going on.
I sent them while everybody was talking. I sent a customer service thing telling them what was going on.
Okay.
They don't seem to be fixing it, so it's like this is the third week in a row.
Well,
yeah, they should give us our money back.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just I love talking to Barbara, but I'm getting very frustrated that I can't, hear anybody.
This is affecting our show. I mean, it's all about the callers with Dale, and this is not good, Johnny. What did they say last time with the last complaint?
I think it was a server thing, and I think that they're I'm sure that's what they're going to look at. Can I tell? I don't know. This might be an interesting thing to talk about if you don't mind me bringing it up, Dale. Because Barbara, can I bring up that thing I wanted to talk about doing with you?
Oh, sure.
Dale, there might be a way for me to get my own TV channel.
Really? Okay.
And I want to do it with Barbara. And, you know, I want to make it in sort of the same framework as the show, you know.
Right.
What do you think about that?
Well, I've done it, and it works phenomenally. It depends on, you know, I could help you as far as guiding it because I used to produce my own show. And
not your TV show, TV channel.
What does that mean? What's the difference?
Explain it totally to us.
It's what?
Well,
explain
it. I would have my own TV channel. Like,
what's
a TV channel.
Barbara, what
TV
does that
station.
Mean?
I don't even know. Johnny, okay, your channel. Okay, what shows are you going to have on your channel? How is this working? What is the platform? Like, explain it a little bit more. Give us some details.
Maybe you could help me out with, Barbara. You see, that was why I came to you. You see, I wanted Barbara to help me out with this. Apparently, I talked to the guy, and there's this company that will set it up. They'll give you your own TV channel on Netflix.
Oh, wow.
And,
wow.
And I would mean, and I think that it might be good, you know, if it works, like not
mean?
Just for Barbara, but for her friends, because what?
What do you mean if you think it might be good? It would be phenomenal if you do it right.
Yeah.
It would be great.
I mean, you know,
help.
Well, obviously, I'm going to need help. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to talk to my dad. I'm going to. I figured this conversation would make a good build up for the show. I don't want to give too many details because I'm really proud about it, but I mean, this is something that I want to do. And, you know, Barbara maybe could have, you know, like if she wants to bring on her friends and they could give them shows, you know, that's what I was thinking of.
To promote
shows? Barbara, take with a grain of salt, one day at a time. One day at a time.
Okay.
So far out there, it's ridiculous. It's very long. He's someone promising him something that he has to have a show that's working to start off with. You know?
You mean shows or shows?
No, a show to start with.
Oh, one show on the network.
And make sure that's success. Who would give you Netflix? Who would give you a channel that they don't have channels on Netflix? And I hope they're asking to put up money. Is anybody asking you to put up money?
It's a one-time thing that you pay, but I'm still trying to see if it's legitimate or not.
It's not legitimate, okay? I'm telling you right now, Johnny, it's not.
I mean, Netflix is a nice company, but I mean, are they handing out shows for a small fee? Channels for a small fee to people?
Hey, John.
Hello?
It's a scam!
What?
It's
Who's
a
that?
Scam. That's my.
Who yelled that?
That's a, it's someone in my house.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Johnny,
listen. It's good that you brought that up, Johnny, because other people may have fallen for it. I just got an email from Netflix that said they were giving 3 months free something just because of the inconvenience or just because, you know, we're staying in. They were offering some more free something. I didn't read it all, but I mean, I don't think they're giving. If they're going to call you and give you some guy's calling you, some guy is calling you. Is it Netflix or some guy who's calling you?
No. I saw the ad, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to show it to you. What?
Please listen.
Okay.
I'm a psychic. I do this for a living. It's a scam. Do not put out any money for this.
No money.
You will get burned, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
it's something
good.
You want really bad. People prey on people like you. You'll get your own show eventually, but not this way. This is, you don't have to pay for your own show. You have to just be talented, okay?
Okay.
Okay, great.
But I hope you're listening to me, Barbara. You better really knock him in his noggin.
Yes, I will. And he does listen, and he is careful. He's careful. I mean, we've all done some things in our past that maybe were not smart decisions. We're just glad that we have each other now to check with.
The person is going to call you back and make the deal sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. And sweeter and sweeter and sweeter, and you do not put out a dime, okay?
Okay.
Lock them.
Please. Please believe me, Johnny. I can save you thousands.
Okay.
He's not believing me.
Okay. Well, he better not be. No, he. Okay, send me the guy's information. I'll have a talk with him.
You and me both.
Yeah.
Okay, do we have any other callers or what?
We have 8, just 509, but that was it. I'm wondering if the coronavirus is affecting the callers. Like I said, like people may not be in the mood to call in.
No. It's purely technical. It is purely Blog Talk Radio. Purely electrical, purely what, I don't know how it works, but it's that. What do you think, Barb?
I think so, too, because you said you had a big busy signal before you were able to get through. The callers are probably all getting a busy signal right now, and then they're trying again once or twice, but then they give up. And so it's Blog Talk Radio's problem, and they need to fix it immediately.
Well, then also, Johnny's not giving out the phone number for them to call. That's the other thing.
Okay, it's 563-999-3595. Caller calling in to talk to Psychic Del Shear right now. We're live. Here's the number again. 563-999-3595. It's on our Facebook, Life, Laughter, Happiness. It's on our website, Life, Laughter, Happiness. I've sent the show link, details, and the number. On Facebook.
What's on it?
I was just going to say, I just tried the number myself and it worked. So,
well, that's
really weird.
True. When I tried it, I got a busy signal. So I don't know what to do.
Okay. I have a question, though, while Johnny tries to get another caller about a psychic question for you. Okay. So, you know about my friend. Okay. She was really concerned, though, when she got discharged. I thought it was too early. But, you know, hospitals, they've got to take care of you, get you stable, and send you on your way. She refused to go to rehabilitation, so she came to my house. It was not easy. But she could not walk very well. She was extremely wobbly. She had to use a walker. Is she going to recover fully? That's
why
my question.
Why did she refuse to go to physical therapy? Why?
I think she wasn't right in the head, and she kept saying, I have an animal. And I was taking care of her little dog just fine. I do when she goes away, and she knows her dog was being cared for just fine. And I was actually bringing her King Charles Spaniel to the hospital the last few days. They allow that. And she just kept saying, I want to go home. I want to go home. I want to get out of here. She kept ripping her IVs out last few days. Ripping everything out, trying to get out of bed. They had to put a security guard in 24 hours to make sure she wasn't getting up because she would fall down and hurt herself. She just was determined to get out of there and not go anywhere else except home. I don't know. That's all I know. That's what she kept saying to me. And I, oh my goodness, I had to ignore like 20 of her phone calls. She was begging me to pick her up. They don't let you take an Uber home. And while I called the doctors and I called the nurses and I said, are you sure? She's not ready. She's not ready. Let's try to talk her into, I was calling friends, try to talk her into going to rehabilitation. It was only two more weeks. And she wouldn't, and she was crying. I would never do this to you. I would never leave you somewhere you didn't want to be. And I went and picked her up, and it was pouring down rain, and it was just like, I was in tears. I've been in tears a lot because of just the frustration of everything lately. Yes.
Barbara, how is she doing now? She's a very stubborn girl.
I get updates from the other friend now that is doing errands and checking on her. And he says she's doing better. I'm still waiting for the MRI results. But you know what? It was so hard seeing that she was from Germany and I was not a family member to get any results on paper. So I still have not even gotten the MRI, which is, I saw the CT scan.
All
yes.
You have to do is say you're a caretaker.
I told the nurses, I'm not a caretaker. I'm not a nurse. I don't know if I can handle this, but I did. I had 8 pill bottles I had to administer. The first 2 nights, I didn't even sleep monitoring her because they said she could have seizures, like she was on seizure medicine. I had an inhaler thing next to her bed. They said if she overdosed on pain medication, just spray that up her nose. She got up a couple of times. She went out on my patio and just, like, threw up just, like, watery stuff, like, just loads of it 2 different times. I mean, one time I found her crawling to the bathroom, but she had a walker. I mean, it was like I couldn't, my life stopped. I'm late on stuff.
But how,
I mean, I've got piles. It's hard.
Who's watching her now?
A guy friend up in L.A. because that's an hour from my house. She lives in L.A., so she's at her home, and a guy friend now is taking over, the same guy friend that brought us all the food down here. Super worried about her, very good friend. He is giving me updates now. He is telling me and how she's doing. Okay, so, but I don't know about the wobbly. I just want to know, is she going to be able to run again? Is she going to be able to walk straight again?
Okay,
I am not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor. If she does not listen to the doctors, no. Because what they're asking her to do is they have the MRI and they can see the damage. You know, this, it could be the brain injury. Why wasn't she wearing a helmet? You know?
Oh gosh, you know, why wasn't I? And I now want to turn this into something positive and be an advocate, an influencer for helmet wearing for everything, because we rollerbladed for 20 years together. We used to be really good. And we hadn't been rollerblading for quite a while, and I got new rollerblades for Christmas, and we were excited to go. And we had every other pad on, elbow, knee, wrist, everything except for a helmet. We've never even seen a person with a helmet rollerblading at the beach. But it's so needed. And people used to ski all the time without helmets, and now they're wearing helmets. And we never as kids.
Your world has changed. Even little kids with helmets on bicycles, okay? So that's not even the issue. The issue is she's stubborn. She wants to do what she wants to do. If she does keep doing it the way she wants to do it, no, she will not be all right. She has to listen to the doctors and go to physical therapy, or there will be seizures and other things to come. And
I'm going to try to stress that. I'm going to stress that.
She don't even believe
she
in psychics.
Oh, she doesn't?
No. No. So she just believes in herself, okay?
Yeah.
So
very
you just
headstrong.
Gotta, too headstrong, and something you don't need right now. You need a life of peace.
Well, thank goodness I didn't have to ask you about my friend Kurt. Then I went from one worry to another best friend. I didn't hear from him that day of the accident, and I saw him on Facebook Live doing a video in Brazil, and I was so worried about him all these days, like 13, 14 days. I found his mother's contact through Facebook. I checked with her, and he had everything stolen. And I mean, right before the show, my eyes just spurted out with happy tears. Oh my gosh, it was because his phone and his laptop and everything was stolen in Brazil, but he got home okay to Mexico and he's getting all that back. But I mean, when you don't hear from your other best friend right after the other, you thought the other best friend was dying. I mean, and then the coronavirus, it's like, but I still have a good attitude, though. I'm not like, oh, I'm so afraid. I'm just like, I'm enjoying, I like to be isolated. And I know a lot of people hate it, but I love to, it's kind of a less pressure. It's time to work on ourselves. It's time to,
right.
I was right. talking to my daughter, let's do a workout here at home like we did before.
Right.
We did that once. Yeah. And let's
That's
work on ourselves. And she is so excited to do it with me. And so there are things you can do to work on yourself with this off time and not fill it up with worry and anxiety.
That's what I'm doing, working on myself. I mean, I just got cleared with my mammogram. Now I got to be starting to exercise and do all my things, and I'm happy about that.
Me too.
You know, real happy.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Johnny,
I like being alone.
Johnny,
I've always been that way, though.
Anything to the phone? Yes.
Anything, Johnny?
Not really, no. Just the 509 code. There isn't anybody left, but... So,
well, do you have a question for Dale, a psychic question?
Well, I mean, you know, this whole corona thing. I mean, I heard someone say that the Trump's people are recommending that it will peak in 45 days. That means after that it's going to slow down. Based on what they told me, based on that, that means that around the end of April it should be peaking. So I'm thinking on my birthday is the 27th. Would that mean that my trip might happen if that what they say is true?
It's possible.
He's worried about
Thanks.
The trip, Dale.
Yeah,
Dale, he's
I
worried
know.
About the trip out to me. Oh, my gosh. Is it going
well,
to make it, or is he going to have to postpone it?
Well, can Johnny? I say something? What?
Yeah. The worst is that you'll postpone it. Okay? My birthday
well, I know, but...
is Saturday. And it's
well,
really, I feel so, you know, I can't explain how I feel, Barbara. It's just I feel so down about it because there's nothing. You know, what can I say? There's nothing. So, I mean,
See,
it's
I
just
guess
like,
the thing is,
You didn't hear a word I said, Johnny.
No, you were talking about your birthday being Saturday. And you're so
yeah,
down
and
about it,
bummer.
You don't have any words.
Yeah, you can't go to a restaurant. You can't do nothing. You know, I even made a cake that said coronavirus 2020.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, well, but Dale, the delivery service, that was good to hear that is still going strong. So some businesses are actually helping because.
Oh, I know.
You know, when
I went
to
the
That's grocery store that day, they're like, "We're doing well." I mean, there's like everything's bought. Stores are doing well.
We own Lake Tahoe Cigar Company in the casino, and the casino shut down, so we have no income but the DoorDashing at the moment, you know, and my private consultations.
Yeah.
But because of the show and not people, I don't know, things are breaking up so bad, and it's crazy. But anyway.
Well, I heard that the government is going to give people money. I mean, how is that going to work?
Right.
That's a lot of money to be given out. I mean, most
no,
people cost at least $3,000 to $5,000 a month just to live.
It's not a month. It's just one time.
I know. So I wonder how much.
$1,000 is what they're giving them per person in the family, and they're giving kids $500.
Can you tell us how to get that? What are the steps
no,
that we need to take
you know
to get
when
it?
They're ready. They're not ready yet. It'll be sometime in April is what Trump said. But that's what I watch the stock market every day, so that it goes up and down. So that's what I heard that he's supposed to be giving out $1,000 per person and then $500 for children each. And I guess you have to just
that's
go online
good.
And apply. Is what I get.
That's a pretty good amount to kind of cover some expenses that people need. And then there's all kinds of things like rent, like the renters, they're not going to be evicted. They won't. be evicted.
He's stopping evictions. He's stopping evictions, and you know, you can't get evicted, and who knows? I don't know. It's just, I don't think, because it's never happened before. It's all the unknown, so people just don't know. You have to take it one day at a time and hope for the best.
Okay.
That's what you got to do. You know, it's just, it eventually will go away, what date, time, and place. And, Johnny, I have the gut feeling because all that Barbara's going through with her friends and all that, it's a strong possibility that your birthday thing may be postponed. That doesn't mean it's forever. It just may be by a month or so.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world.
It
might turn out better.
I know. It's just that I just really want to meet Barb. I want to, you know, I want to have a vacation, you know. But I don't want to have a vacation if she's going to be all panicking. I mean, you know.
Well, I'm not panicking, and I would not be panicking, but we wouldn't be doing that much if all the restaurants are closed, and, you know, it would be so fun. So it would be better if when it dies down, you came, because then it would be fun. Right now, it would be just being
and throwing me a
party.
You said you're going to throw me a party. You can't really throw me a party with people you're afraid to get close to me.
Right.
Well,
and that wouldn't be good.
It's not allowed to throw a party. So, you know, it's, John, you got to, don't think of yourself. This is just, it'll happen when it happens, but it will happen.
Right.
But most important thing is do not invest in Netflix. I mean, do you really want to get on a plane and see Barbara when there's no restaurants open, no nothing to do, no places to go? Do you really want to see her then?
No, I know. I mean, I know. We have some time to decide this, but I mean, the plane is the flight's on May 27th. So, but I want to wait and see before I decide. But I know what you're saying. I'm okay with it if I have to postpone it. So,
you know, just be postponed.
Well, yeah.
It's not forever. But I wouldn't even go on a plane.
To die down.
I wouldn't even go on a plane right now. I wouldn't even touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Oh, two of my trips were canceled. Of course, I knew they would be. One to Vegas, April 2nd, and one to Toronto. I was going to make a lot of money. I was going to appear as a fembot, Austin Powers fembot in Toronto, Canada, and that was canceled 5 days ago. It's, you know, that hurts me. And,
well, Canada,
you know, that hurts me
financially
big time.
Yeah, I know. Canada is shut down, and so is Vegas.
Yeah.
So the same thing goes for you. You got to understand that this is, it's really bad for now.
It really is.
But it'll get better. But,
good.
Johnny, it won't get better if we don't get these phone lines fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get that taken care of. We should at least be able to talk on the phone, right, people?
I know. Well, we're about out of time. Did you want to do the shout-out, Barbara?
Yes. For people who couldn't get through today, you can call Dale directly to her own personal phone number, and also reach her on her website, daleshear.com. But her phone number is 808-372-1816. And Dale, you will love to hear from these people. The ones that couldn't get on the show tonight, you could still talk to her. Just call her up, leave a message, leave a text, just phone her, and set up your own personal consultation.
Barbara, how do I talk to you right after the show right now, after we're off? How do I talk to you?
Oh, I have a phone number, but I do not. I could text you my phone number right now.
No.
Don't put it on air.
Yeah. Okay, why don't you text it to me? I need to call you and talk to you. Or you can have Johnny hook you and me and him up.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good. That would be wonderful. So we are so sorry, everybody, if you couldn't get through today. We're going to work on that and try to get that taken care of immediately. And we appreciate you trying and listening to the show tonight. And you can find the link to all of Dale's other shows. She has a playlist on our YouTube channel. And it's under Psychic Night, Life, Laughter, Happiness. com, and also Life, Laughter, Happiness on our YouTube channel. And please, when you're there, don't forget to subscribe, but you'll see all of her other shows where the callers did get through and a lot of great information. And so please do check that out. And thank you so much, Dale. And we apologize to you for all the technical difficulties today.
Thank you. Thank you. But Barbara and John, please call me right back, please.
Okay.
Okay.
We will. Okay.
Okay.
Bye,
okay,
everybody. Have a great
Aloha,
night.
Aloha, everybody. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.